With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Big grizzly populations in places like Yellowstone and the Northern Continental Divide, where about 1,600 grizzlies live, are recovery successes for the species. Wildlife managers and other ecosystems are looking to duplicate that success as they plan to reintroduce bears in other parts of the West. Only about 20 grizzly bears live in the Northern Cascades ecosystem of North Central Washington. Jack Olfte works for the Northern Cascades National Park.
To get to a few hundred animals there, it could take from 50 to 100 years. So I'll never see it, but working on it and hoping we can steer it in that direction is pretty exciting.
Olfte spoke today at the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee's winter meeting, where biologists and wildlife managers from several states and the federal government discussed the progress of all the recovery zones throughout the Northwest. The grizzly was placed on the endangered species list in 1975. Populations have now rebounded to high enough levels in the Yellowstone and Northern Continental Divide ecosystems that there's now talk of removing that protection. That would allow some hunting and other state management changes of the bear in those landscapes. The Northern Cascade ecosystem is also a historical home to grizzly bears, says Jack Olfte. But he says hunting and the development there all but cleared the bear species from a habitat of comparable size to Yellowstone and the Northern Continental Divide.
For many years now, there hasn't been much of a population, and in fact, we don't believe there are any reproducing females in the population now. We're starting from ecosystem with historic population and ample grizzly bear habitat, but no real functional population there.
The plan to make the Northern Cascades a recovery zone was approved in 1997. Olfte says over the past 20 years, a lot of groundwork had to be done to make sure the land and the people living there were ready to receive bears.
A lot of education and outreach and then honestly getting the political will together with the different agencies and so on to and then most recently actually getting the funding.
The funding is for a draft environmental impact statement, which is set to be released this coming summer.
Which will talk about various alternatives of how we'll go out and recover grizzly bears, and assuming we stay on task and in with the process, in about 2 years from now, we should have our record of decision, which would be the final decision made about how we'll recover grizzlies in the North Cascades.
Olfte says an important part of the recovery effort in the Cascades is getting the public on board with turning their landscape into bear country. He points people with concerns about what it means to live among bears to communities in places like Yellowstone or Northwest Montana, where bears never left the land.
Backcountry horsemen groups or, again, mountain bikers, whatever, and ask them what their experiences are here and hopefully get them to understand that it can work potentially in the North Cascades.
Although some have expressed concerns about reintroducing the grizzly into the Northern Cascades, Olfte says overall there is broad support for bear population recovery. A final decision on the environmental impact statement is planned for the fall of 2017. That will lay out how and if grizzlies will be reintroduced in the Northern Cascades. The Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee will meet again in late June to discuss the progress of all the recovery zones throughout the Northwest. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.